want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six. What's going on, you lumpy liver-licking libertines? Yeah, you got a little something in the corner of your mouth there.
I do.
Hopefully you just yawned and the skin broke. Otherwise, you might have the hipple hiv.
Well, you don't want no hipple hiv.
No, it's bad. It's bad, right?
Ah, it's bad. It's bad.
It's very Riggs of you. Welcome to
Rig Rules!
The two Richards in a car.
There's a lot of construction as usual here in Michigan.
Oh, yes. And we got a story today sent in by a fan. We haven't had, been getting kind of a shortage of these. And then in the span of about 24 hours, we got two.
All right.
This one comes to us from a gentleman who goes by the name of Matt. And he wants to regale us with a story from when he was back in high school in the 1990s and he fell victim to the young love.
Well, actually, it's fairly common.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was all effed up in high school chasing chicks that were way out of my league. And I failed to realize I was wearing the male invisibility suit.
Yeah, it was bad, right?
No, it was pretty bad. Yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah, it's like the first 10 years after you first notice the titties. Your life is essentially
Space Ghost.
You become tunnel visioned, and all you can think of is poon and boobs and how you're going to get to poon
and boobs.
And then once you get poon and boobs, you want more poon and more boobs.
Dick thinking. I'm serious. It is like you're in a dick fog. Yeah, you're in a dick fog.
We've heard of the fog of war.
Yeah.
This is the fog of Kiaka.
It is. That's where the Space Ghost term comes up.
Goes all the way back to those Native American vision quests.
Is this a lie? Or a white man's trick?
It's the last moment. I was watching Space Ghost. This girl named Rami came to the door, and she had sprouted titties, and it was over for me.
That's all it, yeah.
Oh, man.
That last episode of Space Ghost was your last shred of childhood innocence.
That's right. Up in smoke.
Oh. But it could always be worse, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say. It's probably correct. Here we go. I am a recent subscriber and been binge watching your channel on YouTube. I happened on a story and it pretty much hit home for me. You are welcome to share this on your channel that goes as follows. Early 90s, I was engaged to my high school girlfriend.
All right. In current year, that's a huge mistake.
Back in the 50s, I would say that was pretty common.
Yes.
You know, you'd get engaged, married right out of high school, blah, blah, blah. You know, we still had purchasing power as Americans. We weren't getting taxed half to death. Made sense.
Well, a lot of guys in high school, they want that girlfriend feeling with their first love to last forever.
It's going to last forever, right? And we don't have to work on it or nothing. It'll just always be this way.
Nah, it ain't going to work out, man.
Nah, marriage, any relationship is work. It's a lot of work. Love is more than just the fee-fees. It's a decision that you make. And when you ignore the fact that it is a decision to work on a relationship with somebody you have built a life with, and you focus on the fee-fees, is it any wonder that those change?
Oh, yeah.
And 80% of divorces are filed by women?
And 90% if you put in the college-educated woman.
Oh, yeah. Speak of the devil. We're going to get to that later.
Oh, here we go.
Her father was a preacher in the Methodist Church, and her mother ran the Sunday school and women's ministries. And Jen had mentioned her desire to follow her father's profession. What could go wrong?
All right, hang on. Women are not supposed to be preaching the word of God as per every single good book of all the religions. And let's just put that out there right there.
There's a very good reason for that, but we're not allowed to go into what those reasons are, otherwise we get banned.
That's right, we'll get banned.
You want to piss off a conservative, you lie to him. You want to piss off the leftoids, you tell him the truth.
100%.
I, at the time, was stationed in Maryland for the Navy. She was going to join a college outside of D.C., and that would have been a 45-minute drive.
Doable.
Doable. You're not pushing the boundaries of booty call mileage at this point, especially if you're each other's first.
Yes.
Then it's worth the drive. Yep. Just when we were making plans on the wedding and so on, she got bad news that the college rejected her, but a college in Kentucky accepted her.
And away we go.
Let's go down to horse track and get us some fried chicken. What could go wrong?
Women see those horse cocks flopping around.
I have a feeling she's going to trip and fall on a couple of dozen hunnesses.
Yeah, a couple of dozen. I was hoping you were going to say donuts. Well, where was my mind at? Or perhaps we're just sticking a hot dog through a donut hole in this particular instance. I told her, go ahead and accept it, and we'll make plans to find a base closer to her area.
All right. Now, if he just enlisted in the military and you think you're going to be able to change bases, you're an idiot. That's not going to happen, at least for 4 to 6 years.
In the military, you are there to defend a democracy, not practice it.
That's correct.
You can take it right in the butthole. Of course she's calling. Hang on.
It's intermission time, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry.
I went to take a piss, so this is your weekly reminder that you can support the regiment by donating to us on Local, Subscribestar, GiveSend Bro, and Odyssey. Thank you for helping us save lives.
She forgot to pull out the ground beef when she left. Gotta get this, like, away from the phone.
At least your beef isn't ground.
Yeah.
At least you wouldn't have your son if it was.
That's disgusting.
After I was done with her yesterday, it may have been. At the very least, it was tenderized.
I don't want to hear it.
It was tenderized.
I don't want to hear it.
Meat.
What the hell going on?
And I have to admit, I half-assed my plans and my current situation being an E4.
Called it.
You need to think before you become an E4.
Don't get me wrong, you know, E4s in a unit are powerful, especially when they gang up on you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you get four E4s, that's an E16. You can fuck with a lot of people that way. I've seen it. I've done it.
That reminds me of Deadpool. It's like fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break. That's like 16 walls.
Stop making eye contact with me.
Totally true.
Yep. I made a plan to drive from Maryland to Southern Kentucky on 3-day weekends, and that's 12 hours one way.
Oof. Dude, that's not going to work out.
You're well beyond the statute of booty call mileage at that point.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, even if she's a 10 out of 10 in every category and she gives you the 16 gash, it's still not worth a 12-hour drive one way. Damn. The only time a drive like that is worth it is when it's your children you're going to visit. This guy can tell you all about that.
Oh, yeah.
I also figured I would drop 15 days of leave every 6 months outside the holiday. Sounds about right.
You're not getting that leave as an E4. I'm sorry. You're going to put in for that kind of leave and then go, what, 15 days?
No,
it's not Christmas or anything? Yeah, we're going to have to pull out the box of offs that you could fuck. Not going to happen.
No soup for you.
No soup for you!
Because let's be honest, that's the only thing you're going to be fucking for a while is a box of offs, and her box is going to be getting filled up with a whole bunch of fucks, if you know what I mean.
She's going to be a DNA donator by the time she gets done with being a sorostitute.
Oh, hell yeah, man. She could spit a DNA milkshake.
Oh, that's so nasty.
That's disgusting.
Nasty.
You want a DNA milkshake? Pump her stomach.
That's disgusting.
Imagine if that was what Linda Blair was puking in The Exorcist.
I almost threw up when that happened.
You got a queasy stomach for that kind
of
stuff.
Get that image out of my head.
I'll split pea soup back.
Never meant to cause you anything.
I was naive to think long-distance relationships would work. Half my senior enlisted warned me it will not.
Uh-huh.
You should have listened to
them. Yep.
They had running bets at the squadron on 6 months tops.
I would have been one of those NCOs that would put $20 on a failure. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. It's the way it works. We all know that.
Bend down, you little squirt. Crawl between my legs. Go and clean crud and piss holes. Crawl!
Shit, it's nowadays it's nigh impossible to find a woman who will be faithful to you if you live in the same building. Let alone if you got a 12-hour window.
Yeah, I got it. But he's young and he wanted the magic to work.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Get out of here.
Long distance relationships are like the lottery.
Yeah. Yep.
Some people win the lottery. The super majority do not.
Yeah. I like money, though.
We called each other every day and dropped actual letters weekly. Most of the women in my area were suffering from jungle fever, if you know what
I mean. There we go.
For those of you who were born after the 90s, Jungle Fever was a movie that showed interracial copulation-style relations.
And I'm going to be honest, call me an istophobe, igot, or whatever, but typically, once a woman does that, she loses her pass to the top-tier dudes.
It's unfortunate, but it seems
maybe,
to be the way
maybe
it
works. It's just me. Maybe the current crop of dudes don't think that way. I'm just saying, I was born in 68, and there are some situations that still stick in the thick of me.
Well, let's be honest. Lana Rhodes did ornpay for I don't know how long, and then managed to get knocked up by an NBA athlete, if memory serves.
Correct.
So there will always be simps out there, even for the worst possible women.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It does happen.
Yeah.
But if you're an average chick, you're going to get average results.
And that's exactly what you should be punching for.
Yes.
Average chicks do not get the top tier dudes. Punch your weight.
And when you look at the stats, though, the interracial stuff fails a lot more than the standard stuff.
That is true. And honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with the istophobigotry of the who white supreme pizzas. When you look at a chart like this, actually, and see how races rate each other, the white supreme pizzas actually seem to be the most level-headed and keeled.
Yep.
It's almost like everything you've been taught in school was a lie.
Asians are real bad at that.
But you keep sticking it to us colonizers by jumping in bed with Jungle Fever. I did not want any part of that. I thought we were solid, and her mom and dad would call once every 2 months and on holidays. So he's got a close relationship with the parents that usually spells decent stuff. Usually,
but if it fails, it makes it even more painful.
Yes, you're correct. By month four, I did notice she reduced her effort to contact me and was no longer reachable when I called her room directly.
That's the fade out.
Yeah, that's the slow fade out.
Yep, that's the business. You're getting the fade out business.
Yeah,
I've had it multiple times myself.
And if you're getting the fade out business, odds are one dude or a group of dudes is getting the monkey business.
Correct.
Hopefully, Jungle Fever isn't contagious.
Who knows?
I hear that can burn out your thinking, mate.
Yes, it can.
It'll boil your brain a little bit. You should go take an ice bath, maybe a cold shower, and stop utilizing baseball bats for pleasure, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Working harder than a cucumber at a women's prison over here.
I'll be right there.
She would return my calls later, saying she was studying with friends and misjudged the time.
Bullshit.
What are you studying? Grey's Anatomy? Or Tyrone's Anatomy?
She slipped and fell on a pogo stick. These things happen.
There's that too, yeah. She could win $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos until they saw it.
This is bad, right?
It's really bad.
It's bad.
My coworkers were telling me about red flags, but I thought of her being a Christian and someone I knew for over 7 years that she would not be the type to lie or hide anything. In other words,
she's different. She loves me. Get the hell out of here.
Hey guys, what's going on? God damn you.
Come on, man.
Woo.
This is breaking my heart, man, because I know this
dude. It sucks.
This dude is
It really going, sucks.
He is going to have his asshole ripped out, or his heart ripped out through his asshole. Every senior NCO has had at least two or three instances of that happening to him.
Let me just say this, though, about the whole Christian thing. There are women out there who are serious about their faith. You know, God bless them. But most of the craziest, most immoral, shit-flashing chicks I ever knew in college went to Catholic high schools.
They hid behind the cross.
Yes. They hide behind it when they're younger, and then when they get older and go to college and they don't have to, you know, put on the show anymore, they take the crucifix off the wall and start diddling themselves
with it. It goes crazy.
They go full exorcist mode on their vagine.
Oh, yeah.
In this particular instance, the body of Christ does not compel you. Much failure. By the sixth month, I managed to get 13 days of leave and went to stay with her since she lived off campus. It's actually unusual for a freshman in college. They usually make you stay on campus.
Correct.
That surprises me.
That's another red flag.
Unless it's like junior college or something. Why would you go to Kentucky when you're from Maryland to go to junior college?
Correct.
Junior college. That's like the pre-gangbang warm-up.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get my associate's degree.
Hey, you again.
Her mom and dad were paying for everything.
Shocker.
Strong, independent woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was able to arrive on Saturday morning and got to see her. Things seemed fine until we got to her apartment where I met her
three women roommates.
Here we go. Yeah, women keep women single.
Yes, they do.
Oh, your boyfriend lives that far away? Well, you should just, I mean, he's not going to know. You have, or you're a woman, you have needs. You're strong and independent. You don't really need a man. And after all, I mean, if you marry this guy, you don't know what you're going to be missing out on. I mean, you should really be sampling all these different cocks.
Yep.
What could go wrong?
Unfortunately, they don't really realize till they're around 40.
Yep. Not like I've overheard women having these conversations or anything. They don't tell on themselves and then insist that everything that we think about them is some sort of misogyny conspiracy theory.
You're just stuck in the past. We're not going back. We're not doing Handmaid's Tale. We're
misogyny.
Misogyny.
Sweet Jesus.
Misogyny and Abby User. And Murray Darr, of course.
Murray Darr.
Hopefully nobody in this story gets Murray Darr'd. Just say it really fast and you'll think, you'll realize what we're talking about here.
I went to high school with a guy who actually I tried to Murray Darr his high school sweetheart when she went to college and broke up with him.
Oh, that's no good.
Then he went and started a pistol, and that was it for him.
Talk about taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Holy shit.
Dude. And that does happen.
No piece of poon is worth self-evicting from your meat suit or going to jail over, guys. Just don't do it.
Absolutely correct.
You will never know what the long game had in store for you until you play it.
That's right.
I could feel the instant judgment and the slight giggles from two of the three in the living room.
And usually when that happens, you're the idiot.
Yep, they know what's up. Well, they probably pushed her to do it many times with many dudes. They know all about you. They think it's really amusing that they managed to talk their friend into betraying somebody who actually cared about her.
Yep.
But we're the pigs.
That'll do, pig.
It's all man's fault.
Always the man's fault.
I did notice a big red flag when she kept her distance when her friends were talking with me. She was not cuddly with me until they left. But that's right up there with not kissing you anymore.
And mainly they do that because they do not want to have their friends think less of them.
Yes. They have planted it in her head that you don't deserve her to the point where she is starting to believe it. And it's only once the phone stops ringing and they are about to smash into the wall at 0 eggs per hour do they realize that you were the good dude, they were the evil ones, and they were never her friends.
Yeah, that's why women come up with the term frenemy.
Yes.
Men have enemies, women have frenemies. Why is beyond me, other than the fact that they're addicted to drama.
That's not true!
Well, every now and again, you will get that roommate that'll pull you aside and go, hey, she's fucking another dude, man.
Yeah, there are some good women out there, absolutely.
I've received that warning one time.
Yeah, there are only two reasons why women will treat you this way. One, they've already got a new penis or a stack of them in the closet. Or you're the dirty little secret and they don't want to have to answer questions. That's pretty much it. If you're the side dude and maybe they don't want their friends knowing about it yet because they don't know if they have that roommate who is going to spill the beans, they're going to try to keep it under wraps.
Yes.
After they left, she would do the love bombing. We decided to go on a double date with her roommate and her boyfriend. After they left, she would commence the love bombing. Oh yeah, you're young and dumb and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb. Never mind this really, really suspicious behavior. I'm gonna tug on your pee-pee for a little while. You forget all about it.
Unfortunately, that does work.
It does work. It's
so stupid. Now that I'm not dick thinking anymore when I was younger, it fucking works. It's like an amnesia fucking pull cord. Oh, you forgot.
Oh yeah, now all I can think about are the times when you were doing exactly this.
Loves me now.
It'll be fun.
Get the hell out of here.
Jail. I'm just saying, I can't judge. Neither one of us can judge because we fell for it too.
Yes.
But you younger dudes out there who might still be in this age bracket and don't know shit, which is like up until the age of 34, 35, and some dudes even beyond that.
They're hopeless.
Yeah, we're trying to save you. This isn't about us anymore. We're done with that.
Yep.
We decided to go on a double date with her roommate and her boyfriend. And Jen started the distance deal with me again. So are Jen and the roommate and the boyfriend maybe, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, but we should put together a rule. When she pulls away, you cutaway.
Yeah, that's I mean, if this boyfriend had a, like a really long nose or a long tongue, I mean,
whoa.
He could do a double clam bake, right? Or a clam jam.
Well, these things in college are not out of the realm of impossibility.
Oh, yeah, it's not like people experiment in college.
No,
anything,
no.
Right?
No,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot.
I hear that's all BS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Butt sex.
Exactly. Here's the... I was waiting for you to pick up what I was throwing down.
Yeah.
Expertly done, sir. See, the passes work better on the football field if you know where the quarterback is throwing it.
Yes, they do. At least it's not surprise butt sex.
Yeah, no, that's... for that. After that, we went to see Forrest Gump.
Terrible movie.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're dating a Gen A, and you're going to go and see a movie with another Gen A who happens to be one of the worst screen villains in the history of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't recognize her as a screen villain. Oh, but she is. While I bought our tickets, she was openly flirting with a few men in front of me.
Yeah, actually, that's happened to me a couple times, and usually that was the last time I talked to those women.
That is what's called a jealousy trap. They want to try to stir shit up to see if you will stand up for yourself. And if you don't, they're going to double and triple down on stupid.
And you just stepped into Simpland.
There you go. By all means, I am and will never be an alpha, but damn sure I am not a beta. So I already had plans on getting back to her place and leaving. Good for you.
Good.
Now, if you still silently took it and sat through the movie and whatnot, she's going to think she got away with it.
Yes.
Just to say. The best way to deal with behavior like this is to nip it in the bud immediately and not formulate an escape route, but to leave right then and there. Because if you take it and leave later, they can call you a coward, blah, blah, blah. You leave as soon as you see the behavior, they know you have a spine. And then they're going to rethink what they thought of you.
Unfortunately, if you're a dude with any intestinal fortitude, there's no talking you down.
No.
Yeah. When you make your decision to bail, that's it. You're not putting the reserve back in the shoot pocket. Mm-hmm. It's a done deal.
Now, I'm not saying they're going to rethink their opinion of you right away. It's probably going to take a few years because that's how long it takes for logic to slip through the cracks of a smooth-brained individual like a modern whammon. That night, she sat down to talk with me about her feelings and what she wanted. Of course, she started with,
I love you, but like a brother.
Here we go. Everything after but is surprise butt sex in a relationship.
In other words, it's a lie.
It's a fucking lie.
It's a big steaming lie.
Yes.
This is about to get much, much worse. I am going to warn you about that. This is like the prototype for a situation that we're seeing way more now in the age of ethical non-monogamy.
Yes.
Which there's no such thing. And I shouted, fuck me, you're putting me in the friend zone. Just remembering what my chief told me about what happened to him.
Yep.
There you go. Because that's exactly what it is. Even if you have sampled the pink pocket, as soon as they get their heads filled with a whole lot of womanist nonsense, it's over.
It's a done deal, man.
We all know what the diagram, the Venn diagram of women and accountability looks like. If you forgot, let me refresh your memory. Tits. So when you have a woman like this who grew up in the church, which is practicing self-denial, because we're evil hairless monkeys, so the only way to make sure that we're being good to each other is to deny some pretty gnarly impulses. You send these women off to college, fill them with Marxism, and then give them an ideology that says nothing is your fault, it's men in the patriarchy. Oh, they're gonna flock to that like a moth to a flame.
Because they avoid accountability.
Yes, women and accountability, Neo and bullets. Jen went into it. She wanted to date other men and still have me. And I was trying not to laugh, thinking someone wrote a book for these women to read from.
That's actually true.
Don't care how I want it now.
Yeah, that feeling, stick with it.
We've actually had a couple, about a dozen guys send us book ideas, books to read from women that do exactly this.
Yep, it's hilarious, you know, like when they want multiple partners, you know, it's ethical non-monogamy, it's polyamory, it's not cheating,
yeah,
you know, like
finding yourself.
Yeah, it requires emotional literacy to do what I'm talking about doing, and if you're not behind me, well, then you're just trying to oppress my sexuality, and you're not the emotional literate type. Sure. Just keep manipulating. See how far that gets you. Now remember, this is 1994, and she wanted an open relationship with other men while wanting me to wait for her.
There's dudes out there that will do this.
Yeah.
It is absolutely shameful.
Shame on shows like Friends, which are by and large entertaining, but the overarching romance of the show, Ross and Rachel, you know, where they get together young, they break up over stupidity because she wanted to take a break. He went out and got with another woman almost immediately, thereby reasserting his value over her, and they didn't get back together for 7 years after they both went and sampled a plethora of DNA.
Correct.
But they're totally happy and it's going to work out in the end, right? Because
right,
the TV
right.
told me so.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Aniston is 55 and...
Childless.
Childless and on an island in Box Wine and Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there!
It's a very nice, expensive part of the island, but she's still there.
Prison made of gold, still
yep,
prison.
You ain't kidding. It just amazes me. They see works of fiction and think it's going to work out for them in reality.
Well, now we know why soap operas have been around since they invented the goddamn radio.
But yet they say men have delusional standards when really all we want is for you to be fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful.
And maybe some loyalty.
Which are all things that you can control.
Correct.
We can't control whether or not we're over 6 feet with a bigger than 6-inch penis. And in an economy this shitty, we can't really control the six figures thing very well either.
That's going to become progressively more difficult.
Just the fact that now in places like Cuckafornistan, where they're taxing you into the seventh circle of hell, $150,000 a year is considered lower working middle class.
Yep.
That's bad. So, but you keep thinking that you deserve that $1 million salary that you never worked for, ladies. I'm sure it's going to be just fine. Are you ready for her justifications?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
This is going to be great. She mentioned that men control everything.
Oh, here we go.
From the home to the higher offices in government. She pointed out the phallic symbols and other male oppressing symbols and code words. She said that men were cheating on women since the start of time and that she was going to cheat on me before I do it to her.
Feminism indoctrination or indoctrination.
Once again, taking fiction and applying it to reality. The reality of power works is that you have a teeny tiny tip of the pyramid at the top that is like 0.001% of men who have the power and influence and can cheat on all the chicks and blah, blah, blah. Then underneath them in the pyramid of power, you have a huge section that's women with all the power. And then at the bottom, you have the average men getting crushed into the earth's crust.
That's right.
By things like affirmative action, family court, reproductive rights, which men have none of.
Correct. The ground in the dust is what's happening. Men are wakening up to this.
Yes.
And I'm helping them.
But just like these ladies will insist that they can wait until they're 45 years old to have their first child because Beyonce and Rihanna did it, you know, the outliers, they're taking the outliers at the top and extrapolating them to all men, just like they're taking the outliers of these famous chicks who can afford the IVF and fertility treatments and extrapolating them to all average women. That's not how life works.
Between $15,000 and $35,000 just to get the IVF done. I believe it's 3 times per cost. It usually takes 5 to 6 times. A maggot to stick in the blown out, worn out tobacco purse of a uterus they have.
Meanwhile, you could have struck while the iron was hot and your waxworks still worked and you wouldn't have to deal with any of this craziness.
Correct.
Instead, you're trying to make reality change to fit your fiction. Doesn't really work.
Good luck with that.
Mentally, I already checked out and was on the road.
Good.
Yes, that's the best way to do that. But I will say this, if you're only doing it mentally and you're not confronting her head on with her bullshit, you still have some work to do.
Well, that was 94, so...
Well, yeah, this dude has done the work by now, but I'm talking like there
back
are
then,
dudes out there who are in this age bracket today going through this same shit, and it's probably much worse. It's not enough to just understand that you're being had. You gotta call them out on it when they do it. Because
100%.
If you don't, they're going to just keep on doing it, and they're going to think it works. Jen told me that she needed to go shower and call her mom. Her friend asked me to wait in the living room and said she wanted to speak to me and show me something, so I agreed.
Here we go.
It's not that. I mean, I thought he was going to see titties, but...
Yeah.
Lisa took me to their study den, to Jen's desk, and pulled out letters from some dude on campus named Brian. Lisa said that Jen was stepping out on with other guys from her first week on campus.
There you go.
And said she wanted me to know.
Well, there's that one decent woman.
Yep. Well, she might have actually accurately assessed this dude and be like, he's an up-and-comer. If I tell him the truth, maybe I can slip in there. Or he can slip in here.
Yeah.
Not like women sabotage each other to get a dick or anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, they never do that. Only men do that, right? To get pussy?
No.
Allegedly. I would hope they wouldn't do that to get dick.
Oh, my God.
That'd be bad.
That'd be bad.
Although, you know, you got some fudge factories out there. You guys do your thing. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to live.
Just dirty work.
Just don't try to pull it out of my kids, all right? I found 4 letters and cards I sent, but Brian gave her a good 20 letters. Gave her a good 20 dickings, too, in all likelihood.
More than likely, yes.
My plans changed from leaving at midnight instead to morning departure. I was able to grab a few things I gave her and trashed those later on. Pretty much, I turned on the cold shoulder and said very little. Again, dude, like, the silent treatment thing, that's a chick move.
Yeah.
You gotta call them out. Like, what's done is done here, but...
Throw your shit in a bag, look her in the face, and go, you are a backstabbing whore. I'm out. Boom.
Or even just staring her in the face with your bag on the shoulder and saying, we're done here.
Correct.
And not even giving her a reason.
That's right.
Because women love to overthink, and when you don't tell them exactly why, man, it's like living rent-free in their head for the next 10 years.
Well, when it comes to that point, you don't owe them an explanation or a reason. You don't owe them shit anymore.
Because obviously they felt they didn't owe you basic trust and honesty.
Yeah.
Hell with that. Jen called out to me so I could speak with her mom and dad on the phone, and I just made an excuse that I needed to get something out of my car. Once in the car, I was off to the interstate.
Good.
Done and done. For the next 12 days, I spent driving through 5 states before heading back to Maryland. After a week, I got back to about 6 letters from Jen and round filed them.
Okay.
6 letters in 12 days?
And then you're going to have to tell all your senior NCOs what happened so they can get their fucking money.
You're damn right.
Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
You lost the Deadpool, sir.
That's right.
I was up for orders and did an order mod and got orders to sunny Cacophoniastan. After 3 months in San Diego, I started getting letters and cards from Jen. I realized that my mother gave Jen my new address and I was pretty pissed.
Money?
Yes. Yeah, you're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment with your brood sack.
It truly is insane just how much your own female family members can and will turn on you.
Yes.
To save face for a deceptive harpy. It's truly amazing. I've been there myself. Wasn't my mom, thank goodness, but she might as well have been. She was like a proxy mama situation.
Yep.
And she sided with my horse chick because, well, when her mom died, I promised that I would look out for her. Like, you do that.
Good luck with that.
Not like you're a spousal abusive chunk of shit anyway. And the first time that I talked to that woman on the phone, she was in jail for domestic violence.
Oh my God.
And then when I called her out later on for being an Abby user, she said that she had never laid a hand on anyone in her life, and how dare I? I'm like, you do remember how we met, right?
Nah.
First time I ever talked to you on the phone was your one phone call from jail.
Oh, wow.
Dumb bitch. So yeah, never assume that blood is thicker than water, because mud is also thicker than water. So is shit.
Yes, it is.
Some butt mud is thicker than water. There you go.
There you go.
I read one letter that was thick. Probably thicker than the guy she was cheating on you with. And she admitted to seeing multiple guys and regretting it. And how she let her roommates convince her to spread her legs for fun.
Called it in the beginning.
Yeah, no accountability whatsoever.
Correct.
Were your roommates holding your legs apart while the third one was doing CPR on the dude's asses?
Very similar to two boys fucking in church with the priest doing CPR on one guy's ass.
Using the incense burner as a butt plug.
Oh, God! We're going to hell. We're getting a walkthrough.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do?
This is my favorite part. She actually called herself my Christian sister.
Twisted sister. Never heard of her. It's a him. Oh. Actually, it's a them.
This is similar to some shit that happened to me. As I saved all those letters from a woman way back in my past, and after she got divorced, I sent them all back to her, and I said, good luck with that. Because I'm an asshole like that. I'll wait. I'll play the long game, baby.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You are not a Christian sister. You're closer to Christian Slater than Christian Slister.
Slister.
I joined the sorority Slitsters. What are you doing? Take out my vertical gash. I toss everything in the trash and never reached out to her.
Okay, that is an option.
I still think you were lacking some confrontation here, bro. I think you would feel better about this situation now had you confronted it a little more head on then. Just for the sake of, you know, trying to save younger dudes out there from some regret later on. By chance, her profile popped up on my Facebook account, and dumbass me decided to see what the fake Christian was up to. She is now a single mother of one, but not sure if she's divorced, just a single mama, or a widow. Did not see any photos of her with any men, just her and her daughter.
Well, more than likely, she's a single mother.
In all likelihood,
and
yes.
And we all know that's where most of these women wind up.
Yep, and let's be frank.
Okay. Can I still be Garth?
Most divorced mothers are even worse than single mothers. Single mother means that you didn't think ahead before you were getting plowed down by various dudes unprotected. Being a divorced mother means that you hooked up with a dude, he spent average of $25,000 so that he could stand up in front of God and his family and every single person that the two of you know collectively and pledge his life to you, and he still wasn't good enough for you.
Correct.
Because 80% of divorces are filed by women.
You can check that stat. That is the absolute truth.
Yeah. Very, very disappointing. So, I don't know, what would you say single mothers or divorced mothers have an even bigger red flag?
Well, first of all, I will never date a woman who's already been divorced. Because if she can do that to him, she can do it to you or me.
Exactly.
And I don't want anything. I'll make an exception for widows to a point.
Yes.
But other than that, I'm out of the game, man. Yeah. Forget it.
Widows did not ask for that.
Yep.
But if you are a single mama, or most especially if you're a divorced mama, it sends a very clear message to the dating pool that you're so eager to start this next chapter in.
Yeah. They did not think ahead before they got bred.
Yeah. The next few chapters are called the pump and dump years, ladies.
That's right.
Okay.
Might as well install the revolving door in the front and back door for all the conga line of cocks that's going to show up to make a deposit directly to the warehouse.
That's right. And how many volumes it takes to write all those chapters is entirely up to you. But I can guarantee you the ending to that book is always the same.
Gonorrhea.
And that actually is the end of the email. He concludes it with, pretty much, that's what's happened to me. Looking forward to seeing more of your content. Signed, Matt.
I just wish he would have said if she was fat or not, because usually they are fat.
Usually, yeah. Or if, you know, they're still in that mindset of, I can score a man. They, like, double and triple down at the gym. You know, got to make use of that daycare money. Right?
Absolutely correct.
You know, they go to the gym and they get all fit and everything, and then as soon as they convince a dude to tie one on, then they get the relationship good, and then they get the job.
So you're saying they pull a pin on the fat
pull
grenade?
Pull a pin on the fat grenade and blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
There are a lot of women out there who stay married not because they love their husbands, but because of the amount of weight they would have to lose to be viable on the dating market again.
Current year, women over 40, it's the equivalent of gas station sushi. You don't know how many people have finger fucked that shit. You don't know if the cooler's been on consistently, if it's been taken care of. That is how you catch one hell of a Mondo buttworm, and you don't want that.
Seaweed in your teeth, smell of fish in your mouth.
Actually wind up getting a permanent pock on your penis. You don't need that either.
Use the melon baller to scoop the wart off the tip.
I've seen that. Bad. Don't. Do it.
Don't do it. And dudes, you know, I'm not saying he necessarily did anything wrong, but I think he would have more peace of mind if he would have confronted it.
Correct.
Never ever confront a woman how a woman would confront another woman, because they love to do the ignoring, the ghosting, and the silent treatment thing. It's because it does drive them nuts, but it doesn't teach them anything. That's why consequences are the best teacher for these modern women. Just exude it. That it just drips out of them like sweat and bazooka juice from every damn orifice.
Stop it. Nasty.
Gross. Freaking idiot.
Get some jungle juice for your jungle fever. That shit'll fuck you up 6 ways from Sunday. Yeah. Don't do jungle juice.
No, don't do it.
It's bad.
No, bad. It's bad, right?
Yeah, it's really bad. The bird is on fire. We're burning in.
That's right.
But any landing you can walk away from is still a good one.
Well, let's hope he recovered. Everything's going well in his life. And he learned from his mistakes never to repeat them again. And we're square at the house here with this story.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sending it in. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we have some young people watching this that can learn from it.
Damn right. And remember, dude, you're going to go through stuff like this over and over again as you try to navigate the minefield that is dating. Don't cut your parachute to get it over quick if you haven't even tried to pull the reserve yet.
Yes.
All right? Never assign a permanent solution to a temporary problem. We've been telling you guys that for over 10 years. There are a lot of guys out there who would look at a situation like this and think, it's over.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not. Play the long game. You can win.
That's right.
And because we're men, in the long term, almost all of us do. You just got to know your worth and learn to confront situations like this when they try to corner you.
Or better yet, know your worth and stick to it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Women constantly harangue each other and harangue us about not lowering their standards. While dudes, we almost don't hesitate to because we're realists.
Yeah.
All right?
Listen, when you get to the end, all you're really going to have is your dignity and self-respect.
That's right.
Do not surrender any of that over double D titties or a bionic slot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Adjusting your standards to fit a realistic situation is normal. Casting them aside just to get pooned at the sacrifice of your dignity and self-respect is not cool.
We're gonna pull your man card, bitch.
Yes. Have some self-respect, stand up for yourself, and when women like this try to manipulate you with bullshit butt sex or whatever else,
they will do that.
Call them out on it, because just ignoring them is passing the buck to the next dude.
Unfortunately, for most dudes out there, the only peace they will get watching these ladies from afar train wreck their lives and wind up in box wine and cat land.
It's a damn shame.
To hear stories like that too. And I'm going to be doing a Lair video, and I'm going to have some stories that happened to me.
Oh, the slingbacks are very real.
And at 55, I can tell you, a lot of these women who gave me the business and fucked me over, they are screwed now.
And they did it to themselves.
100%.
But if you guys want to help us out in touching the hearts of these young dudes so they don't give a BJ to a 12-gauge, QR codes are on the screen if you want to contribute to this content or even just share it out. That's the best thing you can do. And we appreciate your time, your money, and your stories.
Pay it forward, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
All right, I think we're done here.
Yeah. And remember, gentlemen, every hand you shake has had a dick in it.
Yes, it has.
Until we meet again.
Take it easy.